Yo, what's going on? It's your boy Tyree Spivey. Catch me on the next episode of Love Notes with Taquita Love.
Hey.
Love her, bro.
Taquita Love. Taquita Love. She's a nurse. And she slaying them jokes. Save your life if you with the right advice. Medicine and some laughter every night. Every night.
But it's crazy. People always want hookups. My mama called me at work today and was like, you think you could bring home a couple cases of flu shots for your sister baby shower? We just gonna set a table up and you could just do your thing. You want me to administer flu shots at the baby shower? Well, you could put them in the gift bags if you don't want to get a shot. I was like, what?
Extraordinary.
Yes.
I got the rapper.
Keep going.
The producer.
Ari.
The director. The writer.
Oh.
The comedian.
Oh, my God.
The content creator. What else you do? All I know is we good.
I'm definitely a father, and okay. That's a whole title in itself. That's a whole title in itself, fam. Yeah. Yes. So what would we do?
First thing he said, you know, your daughter must be stressing you out. First thing you say is the father. Father.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Tyree Spivey.
Tyree Spivey, how y'all doing? AKA the fake Tyree. I'm not really here.
You see what I go through.
I'm not really me. What?
You are. You are everything. So before, you are everything. I forgot to say poet.
Yes.
Because I remember a long time ago when we first met, you invited me to a poetry slam.
I did.
You did.
I did.
I did not know. It felt like a scene from Moesha.
Which one?
It was in Hollywood. It was years ago.
And it was a poetry slam.
It was like you were doing like Alphonse. I can't remember the character you were.
Yeah, Renee Alphonse.
Yeah, you did your character.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is he? What is he doing?
I feel like just exercising every gift that I have.
You have so many gifts. You have so many gifts. Like when I met you, you did stand up. But when I met you during stand up at Ha Ha Comedy Club.
Was that the first time we met?
That was the first time we met.
Before it was the new Ha Ha Club.
The old Ha Ha.
Yes. Old Ha Ha
Club. I met you on that
cafe.
Day. I was a student with David A. Arnold. You had been a student with David A. Arnold.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was a showcase. I don't know.
You know what it was? I always remember that goddamn show. I will never forget that show. You are rooted into my journey. You hear
because
me?
Of this?
Yes. And I told that story this weekend when my mama came out to I did 6 shows in Laugh Factory San Diego, because Laugh Factory got a Laugh Factory in San Diego now. Super dope vibe there with everybody. But I had told that story.
And the story is?
That I got booed in front of my mom. But it was,
bro, I was like, yo, I'm messing with him. You took that like a G.
I took that to the face. At the time, I'm new. You couldn't tell me, as a comedian, when you first start, you think you're going to make it 2 years. You think you're going to at least a year or two. Oh, that's it.
Yeah, and you're like, killing it no matter what. Everywhere you're killing it. In your head.
I mean, in your head. In your head, you are ripping. but when I remember that show, it had Damian Wayans there, David Arnold.
Yeah.
I forgot Marlon Wayans. He hosts there sometimes. Mm-hmm. So that show in Hollywood was like, I mean,
North Hollywood.
It was like a big deal.
Yeah.
Like it was like a little, if you could get on that show.
Yeah.
You
and it was a movers and shakers in the room.
It was movers and shakers in the room. And I think it was Janet Russo.
Wildin' Out Wednesdays.
Wildin' Out Wednesdays.
Maybe that was the show I did.
That was the show you did.
Yes.
It was definitely her show.
I remember that.
Yeah, but I was begging to do that show.
Yeah, and they give you a shot and you get booed.
Man, they give, because it's something about being seen too soon. You know? I didn't know no better. Nobody told me. You know what I mean? I'm thinking, I just want to do this. But I was so likable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, go ahead. Yeah. Just go out there and do what you do. I did the show once. It was cool. And then she let me do it the second time. And this time my mom is coming. My mom is coming. Oh yeah. Oh, she a real G. I mean, we smashed up there. Got into a whole car chase and everything. Man, it was so. We got into a car chase on the way up to going to pursue my dreams.
A car chasing y'all.
No. She was chasing the lady. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because, you know, my mama roll rage. You know, I got black mama. You got black. She don't play that shit at the same time. But then she hip and cool. I remember I said, mama, this lady's flipping. The lady had her. It was some lady that would, like, almost hit us. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, my mama did one of the little jerk. Kept going. And then I looked over. I said, the lady had her middle fingers just chilling on the steering wheel. Just like this. I said, okay. Mama, this lady flipping you off. She said, oh, well, she better suck it. Oh. Mama.
Y'all made it to the show.
Made it to the show.
What do you remember what you was talking about when you started to get booed?
I do remember what I was talking about. As soon as I got up there, first joke I threw out there, I learned that it was Valentino's roommate at the time.
Okay.
Yeah, comedian Valentino, shout out to him. But his roommate was there to go support him.
Okay.
And he was just rude as fuck. You know what I mean? So first joke I threw out there, I think it was called You Should Have Been There stories. I hate those You Should Have Been There because I was never there. I can't relate. You should have, you know, I think I threw out a corny ass joke. And, you know, I threw it out there. So all I heard in the audience was, I'm about to get you.
Somebody said,
I'm about to get you. And I said, oh, shit. In my mind, I'm like, oh, shit. Okay, I've never got heckled. This is my first time getting heckled. First time. And second joke, threw out there, he goes, And I said, oh, shit.
Just one person kicked it off.
One person kicked it off. And everybody was laughing at that point. But now it's like I'm getting roasted. You know, your ears get hot. Uh-huh. You know, when you, it just, I felt like attention was even more on me. Mm-hmm. Being that I'm on stage. I felt like, oh, shit, I'm being seen right now. What do I say?
Yeah, but you command everywhere you go. It don't matter what you're doing.
Man, when somebody was like, get him, Tyree. I said, I don't roast. I don't know what to do here. And my mama was just sitting there, just so proud, recording. It's all right. Keep going. Go ahead. Stick in it. You good. It's okay. We good, baby. We okay. And I'm like, I looked over, you know.
You stopped telling jokes at this time. You were just like trying to figure it out.
I was trying to figure it out on stage. When I tell you, you know, parents will be there for you. Mm-hmm. You know, be there for your kids. Because I looked towards my mama. I said, mama, what do I do?
You said that to your mama while you was on stage.
While I was on stage. Mama, what do I do? Mama, what do I do?
That's a real son. That was a real fucking son.
I turned into a 6-year-old boy all over again.
Like,
Mama, what do I do? She was like, tell him to shut the fuck up.
That's a real
son. And I said, yeah. Hey, man, my mama said, shut the fuck up, bitch. She didn't tell me to say that. I just wanted to say that.
that was the moment. It was something innocent about and honest about what you did. And I saw you on stage and you took the L, but then you flipped it and reversed it. And you was so, and you was just like, in who you are. Tyree is the type of person that will ask his mama, what do I do? I do not know, while he's on stage.
Oh.
And then that just, I feel like by the time you got off stage, people was fucking with you.
People was fucking with me. Said, man, you did that, bro. That was all right. Yeah. You came back at the end. And yeah, I just didn't want to leave with no L's like that. That is a long, long drive home.
Did you hear the boo? Was there an actual boo or just a
He said boo.
And nobody else joined?
Nobody joined.
Okay. Yeah,
it was just my first time being heckled. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, shit. I'm too likable to be booed.
Yeah.
Like, I've noticed that about me. It's like,
your energy be like, you can't even catch me to boo.
Yeah, you can't catch. And even if you, we booing?
I could boo better.
I could boo better. You got to come with an external. You got boo. Ain't nobody even rallying with you. Yeah, you're not. Come from here, bro. Like, and now I would do something like that. But before, I didn't know. Uh-huh. I didn't know. I just knew. I would say, oh, man, that moment was a very good experience. That's when I met you, and you were so sweet.
Oh yeah, because I came up to you afterwards. I was like, oh, I'm taking David's class. I was so new, but I was like, and a part of me was scared because I'm like, what if that happened to me? My mama don't even live in LA. She don't even support me doing comedy right now. Like I was, and I was like, I became a fan, and I don't know how we connected, but we connected, and then from that moment on,
I think you were in the class too.
We weren't in the class together, but I was in the class.
Yeah, it was something of that. I think you might have been taken. We took it years later.
Okay, together. Yeah.
Together.
And then that's when we became friends. Uh-huh.
Well, I think we was already cool from that.
That's when we became initial. Like, let me tell you what happened.
Yeah, that initial meeting of us, and then I think months later I took the class.
You moved from San Diego to LA, maybe. I don't know.
No, I moved like in 2013.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we became cool. Like, cause in David A. Arnold's class, rest in peace. You see us working, David. Okay?
R.I.P. David.
See,
we out here.
See what
here.
You did? You connected us together.
Yeah. Yeah.
We miss you too. Okay.
What did send me a David say? He said, I'm infectious. I said, exactly. That is exactly what I am.
You are. Cause you, I don't know. We just became friends.
Yeah.
In the class, we would meet every week, and then we would have to do open mics, and we would be on the grind, and then at some point it's where you at, and we just like start helping each other.
Yeah.
And that was the beginning of now.
Yeah, the true help.
Yo, there true were things help. That I needed. Like, I remember I had a joke about I think I was working on a joke in that class of breaking up with my ex on a cruise. And the thing about you, Tyree, is that your act outs, yo, you act out.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, la 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 la. You was like, what you gotta do is I need to see that packing. I need to feel all of that.
I didn't say that.
You came in like he was directing a choir. Like, you know, when you hit this. But the thing is, like, people don't understand when you do stand up, there's more components to it. It's not just like you one and done.
Yeah,
you know
no.
what I'm saying? It's not like, hey, I'm all like, so, no, I got people that be like, polish this act out. We need to see more.
Mm-hmm.
And I also got people that be like, punch this up. Where's the joke? You know?
Yeah, it's so many different elements. And even what I've learned about doing stand up is like, it ain't the same for everybody.
It's not. Because look at you. You were on stage as a comedian. Then you wound up having this huge Instagram following, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. You rap.
Mm-hmm.
You create.
Yeah.
Like, it's, and you, we good. You have all these shows. Like, your lane, you just kind of morphed into something that, like, it's, you can't really describe it.
Yeah. I think because somebody told me no. And it was just like, you had to. I think around that time, the follower situation was new.
Mm-hmm.
It was new to all of us. Like, what is this?
Uh-huh.
And then they were like, well, you know, you could get booked if you have followers. So, you know, if you have followers, you know, we could definitely get you booked, but sorry, you don't. And I was like, all right, I'll be back, ho ass. I don't even know what comedy club I was at. I might have been at the Improv or Comedy Store. It was something of that where somebody told me no.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
bet.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna get them. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna figure me out. Yeah. And that's really what it is. Ain't no, there's no more rules to this.
Yeah.
It's not traditional how it's I realized, like, literally this weekend, when I performed in San Diego, that just passed, I said, man, like, I'm not your normal structured setup punchline comedian. I'm not that.
You just go, you like popcorn. You just, it's all over.
Yeah, but then structure that.
Yeah.
That's where the gift is. That's where I realized I have my powers. You should have saw me. You should have saw me up there.
I seen you kill at the Laugh Factory in Hollywood.
Oh my God.
I was driving down the street and I saw your face on the marquee. And I called you and I said, are you at the Laugh Factory tonight? And you was like, yes. Do you know, I turned around And I drove back to the Laugh Factory just so I could, because we hadn't seen each other. You be working, I be working. Yeah. You know? And then when I saw you, it was like night and day. Like you were already good when I met you. And then it was like, you was just like, I'm here. Like, I'm you trying. Don't know?
And then, I mean, from there, it just keeps going. You know, this shit, this is not, I realize a lot, you know, like, ain't shit funny about these jokes? Mm.
And they come from a lot of pain.
Ain't shit funny about these jokes. Yeah. They literally laughing.
Yeah.
But it's us at, I don't know, maybe just us chilling with friends. That's how I want to tell my shit. Like, act it out. Get up. I want to put you there in that moment.
Yeah.
Because those moments are special. You know what I mean?
You do that. You bring, like, on the phone, like, I have to pull over sometimes.
Stop.
I'm like, yo, Tyrese gonna
make me. No, because you didn't say some shit that I'm like, wait, what?
Well, this is what happens with our me and Tyrese relationship. Something might happen, right? Like a breakup, or a dude was really getting over on me or something. Like, like, really? And then I would call Tyrese, and he'd be like, wait, no. And then you lying. And then what happens is, though, like, me expressing my pain and like what I'm going through, it turns into a joke. And you be out of nowhere, it'd be like, there go the joke right there. That's it right there. Now what you gotta do is, and then it'd be like, it becomes a writing session with unintentional
writing session.
And a laugh, like we just fucking laugh, like, no he didn't. Yes, he did. No, she didn't. You want me to go whoop her ass? You know, I had hip surgery, so I can't hit her from the right. You know?
Oh my God. And I just appreciate our friendship, our relationship so much, because
it's the Taurus. We both born in May.
So definitely. Like, it gets you through through these hard days. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because I could call back to a laugh. I ain't even got to call you no more. Oh, yeah. I remember the one time we was on the phone. That was funny. I just know what's up, you know?
So. And that's a beautiful type of friendship. Because everybody got lives. You got daughter. Mm-hmm. You got projects. Mm-hmm. You and your mama like the dream team. I don't know. Y'all need to create something together. Like, mama, what I do? That should be the name of the name of the movie.
I would need somebody to play my mama. Mm-hmm. My mama ain't got the patience for this. She ain't got the patience. She got black mama patience. Hurry up! What's the answer? I ain't got time. She be thinking too, you need to let me up in why is, you know, if I know that all your family then said you need to go down there to Hollywood and tell them to give you a show.
Oh yeah,
just go down there. What part of Hollywood, mama?
Mamas will do it, you know. Mamas, they will they'll pull.
I was gonna tell you, I think mamas have a certain an entitlement that like they feel there is no with a mama. Like, officer, let him go, I'm his mama.
Yep.
no mama, I'm really going to jail this time. They got your boy down bad.
But those what mothers do. Like, and I don't know if I've ever met your mom, but I feel like I have.
I feel like you have too.
Through social media, if not in person.
No, because she was there that night. You had to have met her.
Oh my God.
You had to have met her.
But you need that support. You need that person that's going to keep you motivated.
Yeah. And she was so supportive.
She's like, tell him. Your mama said, tell him, fuck you.
Tell him I said, shut the fuck up. Tell him I said, shut the fuck up.
Hey, if your mama said it, people be like, oh, your mama did.
Oh, yeah. Okay, oh, well, you got to listen to mama. Yeah. Who don't listen to somebody, mama?
Everybody.
First off, listen to your mama. I listen to somebody else's mama. You know what I mean? Like, oh shit, let me go ahead and.
Mother's got a tone, a cadence, a look. You just be like, okay.
It's a tone, it's a cadence, it's a look. I'm not talking about fathers here, because my stepdad was there. He had like one liners. Hey, like I said. You used to make gestures.
Your stepfather did not have your back.
Did not have my back at all. Walk past my room talking about get hot and keep going. What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
You hot now. You sizzling.
Get hot. What am I supposed to, clean the room? What am I supposed to do, Dad? What am I supposed to do, Alfonso?
Is that where you got the character from? Your stepfather?
What?
Alfonso, because you got an Alphonse
character. Nah, I just, yeah, but that, his name is Alfonso. Yeah,
okay, my stepfather's name is Roosevelt. I think I won.
Man, it sounds like he talks like this. No, listen, he is. Brother, let me, the civil rights fingers.
No, he a slick one. He cooled up.
That's all right. That is all right.
He be having my back too. I remember one time, I don't know, I'm talking too much, but I'm supposed to be talking. I remember I got off the plane and I was crying because I went through a breakup and he picked me up from the airport. And he didn't really say nothing, but he gave me the look like, we don't do that.
We don't do that.
Yeah. He just gave me that look. And then he's like from the west side of Chicago, just like a boss. Like,
yeah.
If you don't know he a boss, he moved like a boss. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, I straightened my shit up.
Yeah.
I'm like, don't tell my mama I was up here. Like, please don't. Because my mama worse.
Yeah.
My mama was like, what you doing crying over?
You crying?
What? You know how many out there?
You crying over a man? Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a lot.
It'd be like that. But anyways, my stepfather be having my back. Your stepfather hit you with the one-liners.
Mm-hmm. Hey, them one-liners. them I still do them things. Hey, like I said, I know that much.
Do you do anything with
your ask your mama?
Ask your mama at the show.
No, I haven't done anything with my stepdad yet. I am gonna work on all the material that I did in the class. Mm-hmm. Because
I remember a joke, lying. I loved that joke. I loved lying.
I think I'll be able to perform that.
Please.
So well now.
Please do. It's crazy. We had names for our jokes. You know what I'm talking about because I said one word.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. That one was a special one. You know, I worked out with David. Another one with something about my dad, you know, my stepdad. I think I did have a stepdad joke, mm-hmm. something like that, because it was something about when I was like 8 years old, like, nigga, I know you trying to fuck my mama.
It has something to do with going to amusement park.
Yeah, amusement park. Mm-hmm. Don't try to fund me out.
Yeah.
You're trying to fund me out.
Out-fund you.
Out-fund, yeah. And I think it was because she was pregnant. The whole time, my mama slick as hell. You gotta wait till a nigga like you to drop the news.
Yeah, you're like, okay, yeah.
That's what it is. You gotta wait till like you to drop the news first.
That's what I do. I don't tell them I'm a comedian until they in love. I do. Like, you ain't finna leave when you in love.
Yeah, you're not gonna leave when you in love.
You meet me and be like, oh, you gonna be out all night?
Because you already work, so it's like, oh, you got you. Yeah, men cannot take a woman doing stand up. I've learned that.
I've seen that.
That's a lonely road.
It is.
It's a lonely road.
No, don't speak that into my life. But what I do is I just don't tell them at front.
No,
Not that I want to be bashful or not proud of it.
What I think it is like, bro, you ain't got shit going on.
Yeah.
You have to have some shit going on to match her got some shit going on.
Bossed up twice.
That's what that is. So the men that have a problem with it, they ain't got shit to do.
Yeah, but I spring it on them. You know, when they say I love you, I'm like, oh, okay.
I'm a comedian.
Yeah. One dude recently, and I got him first, right? And I did Netflix is a Joke Radio at the Dynasty Typewriter.
Okay.
And he was in the area. I had not told him that I was a comedian yet, and I was just like, oh, I'm going to support a show. I'm going to a comedy show, like. 2 months I've been going to comedy shows, just supporting friends and whatever. And he's like, okay, cool. So this day he was like, oh, are you still there? I'm in the area. So he pops up, right? And, you know, like, we had the moment of, like, you checking in on me, you popping up. You know, I'm just like, okay, he feeling me, you know?
Okay.
And he picked me up from the airport. Once a dude picked you up from the airport in L.A.
Whoa.
Yo,
oh, yeah. He really cared. Yeah, he cared.
Yeah. So, and I was on a high because I had just taped the audio for Sirius.
Right.
And he pulled up and he I come out, the show's over. And, like, he tongued me down in front of the, under the marquee.
Hold on.
He tongues me down and he had a fresh haircut. That's why he stopped at the place, because, you know, dudes want to pop up when they get a haircut.
So want to pop up. He must have just got
a haircut. Yeah, I just finished my haircut. You still there? And so he pulled up, and I was like, I was on a high though, because I had just got off stage, and like I came outside, he did all this, and then I looked up, and then I was just like, I performed on this show. I'm a comedian. And he was like, he just looked like, and he one of those like men need to be in charge type of dudes.
Yeah.
He still, it's, that was a month. He's still in there. He's still hanging in.
He's still hanging in?
Hanging in there, yeah.
Okay.
He's like, oh, you so, got to go to a show tonight? I'd be like, yeah.
He was supporting?
He support.
As long as you support.
Yeah.
But, we kiss you in front of the marquee, that means something.
I mean, but that was before I told him I was a comedian.
Okay.
And, I was like, and then I was like, what's going to change?
What? It, on, did man. It get better after that? Let's talk about it. We talking about it, ain't we? We're here to talk. Let's talk about it.
I won't say it stayed status quo, but the thing is, he didn't jump ship.
Yeah.
Because some dudes jump ship and be like, one dude jumped ship because I was a tourist, and I understand.
What?
Whatever.
What, bro? What?
Somebody jumped ship because I was a tourist.
Hold on. You mean there are men leaving women for their zodiac signs?
Yes. And I said, you know what? It probably ain't going to work, you know?
What did he say?
Like, literally, we were doing, this was, he met me at a, out with people, actually a physician. And he asked some my cousin, like, oh, can I get, you know, hook me up with your cousin? And we talked. I gave him my number. And we had some dialogue back and forth. And, you know, you're doing the basic, like, yada, yada, yada. And I started asking people zodiac signs because I had three Aquariuses. They were all named Antoines, and they messed my life up. The Antoines were spelled differently.
That you, so you thought you were safe by the spellings. Got it.
I don't know what happened, but three different Antoines. They were all Aquariuses, so I stay away from Aquariuses. So if he was
not
Aquarius,
Antoine's Aquariuses, not Antoine's Aquariuses, I
stay away. Do not, please don't. But anyways, you know, shoot your shot if you need to. But the irony is that like I was asking him his zodiac sign so I could cancel him if he was something that I didn't want. And as soon as I said Taurus, he was like, "Oh, my ex was a Taurus," and I think the wound was still fresh. So I was like, okay.
Okay.
I get it. And then he stopped responding. I got hurt. I was like, I was sending him like test messages. You know how you kind of poke the bear?
Yeah, you're trying temperature to. Check. Yeah, I tell you, you check the temp.
And
temp
he was cold. He was like, I'm good.
I'm good, my G. Hey, do you, boo? Hey.
I'm back. I'm going back to work. Hands off.
I can't even.
Oh. Yeah, the stubbornness, whatever. Have you ever had any unexpected trips to the emergency room?
Unexpected trips to the emergency room. I would say when I was like 12 years old, it was very random. I had a case of, it wasn't viral, but what's the other one? Where it, okay.
Bacterial?
Yeah, maybe. I had meningitis.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I didn't even know what the hell that was. Mm-hmm. I just knew.
Was it the kissing disease?
No.
No, what was the kissing disease?
That
would have been cool to be like, I was 12 and I got the kissing disease. Yeah, no. Nah. I was kissing it.
Hell no. I wasn't kissing. I was a little fat kid when I was younger. I was one of them little black fat kids, big booty, dim, walking around.
With.
Yeah, goofy looking.
They be dancing?
Dancing like, oh, I was dancing my ass off. You couldn't stop me. But yeah, I remember I had got a shot in my back.
Mm-hmm. Antibiotics.
Yeah, but I didn't want that shit. I didn't know what that was. Bro, you try. I gave them hell. I did. You're not giving me a shot in my back. I can't see
your butt or your actual back?
It was like literally somewhere in my spine or something. Like, not in my spine, but like. It was somewhere.
Oh, they did a spinal tap probably. You had to be still. You had to do like a C.
Uh-huh. Okay. And I couldn't. That my they mama wanna... And you know my mama overreact. Is he okay? Is he gonna I find out. Get everybody. It was nuts. Brought everybody to the hospital.
Really?
She brought everybody to the hospital for something that wasn't even viral.
Well, who came?
It wasn't. My godmother came. My god sister. A few of my friends came. She treated. I said, "Mama, am I gonna?
Is it your time?
Yeah, is it my time? What is this?
What was your symptoms? Do you remember?
I don't even remember.
Probably a fever.
It was probably a fever. Mm-hmm. I could go with that fever.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't like none of the hospital food. I didn't know that was a real thing. That shit is nasty. Yeah,
it's because it's time for you to go home. Yeah. That's why.
Yeah, I really
heal up and go home.
Yeah, but that was like the main time where I had like personal. I've been blessed to not
any crazy
be up in there.
Any crazy medical stories, like I'm trying to see, like with a doctor or like any crazy home remedies, like stuff you do to cure something.
You know what? Planned Parenthood. I went to
That's your home remedy.
That's my home remedy. I went to Planned Parenthood, you know, checked up and everything. But it was this one nigga that was crying
and Planned Parenthood
in the back.
Wait, back up. You went to Planned Parenthood with somebody? Like
I would just, you know, I'm just there and you see other people are waiting. Mm-hmm. So fam was super cool in the, yeah, man, hey man, you know what I'm saying? Nigga went back, I got what?
That's all you heard him say?
All I heard was, I got what?
That's scary because fill in a blank, like, you know, there's
what does he have?
Like, everything is bad.
Everything is bad.
If you got something.
If you got it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What did he have? But Fab came out, tears. Like, what's going on? You good, bro? I think it might have been herpes.
Yeah, you can't get rid of those. That's, yeah.
And that's a, you know.
But
I remember he definitely, I got what?
Did you console him? Or was you next? What was you there for?
I was next. I was just there to get I felt like at that time, I was like, yo, I'm going to get checked for everything. Mm-hmm. And then I think they gave me an HIV test, mm-hmm, and then a test or a antidote, mm-hmm, for fucking the clap if I had it.
Okay.
And I was like, what you mean if I ain't got it?
Oh, they gave you the medicine up
before
front.
Yeah. Before,
like, just take it. Why
just
not?
Yeah,
just keep it on you when you're on vacation.
I was a little scared.
Okay.
I was a little scared. I said, can I get that to go just in case?
Yeah. What
I'm out here in these streets.
What was it? Was it like,
it was like a little liquid just bow, oh, okay, right there.
That was
like,
way back in the day.
What they got now?
I don't know. I ain't got shit.
I'd be stingy with me. Man, the streets was terrible.
Oh, so so that guy probably scared you from getting anything in the future.
Yeah.
Like, I got what?
Yeah, I was cool after that. I said, you know, let me be responsible, Dickly. Let me be Dickly responsible.
Did you have your daughter before or after that experience?
No, I believe I had. She was probably like two. Maybe
okay,
two
okay.
or three.
You had already been in the streets like,
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She about 16 now. It's wild.
You have any home remedies?
Home remedies like medicine?
Yeah, like some people don't mess with pharmaceuticals. And they do like natural, herbal.
Let me see. Like a home remedy for me. You know what? I don't really mess with medicine like that. I hate it, mm-hmm, because you just got to take more. But, you know, I haven't, the most I've had is like maybe a fever and some vitamin C. Like, mm-hmm, you know, I'll mix up a whole bunch of fucking vitamin C's, little packets with a little tahine in it a little bit.
You
knock that, shake it.
What the tahine do?
Get a little spice. Got to shake that thing up. You know, I'm getting it all mixy. Boom.
Okay.
We good.
Okay.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. So, you just tahine it up, like, just for the spice. It don't have nothing to do with anything.
But it maybe do, though.
It's a placebo. It's like, I got tahine,
right,
so I'm good.
Right. If your salt levels is low, you know what I'm saying?
Shut up, Tyler.
Wait.
I think we done.
We done.
He said tahine for no reason. You eat them suckers with the tahine. Mm-hmm. I'm done. You know what? I feel like we could talk forever, but we don't have time.
Okay, I understand.
So what you got coming up next?
Next I got coming up, your boy just dropped a song called Love Yourself.
Yes, come on.
Check that out.
Come on, self-care.
Come on, man.
Yes.
It's time. It's time for us to start loving ourselves. It's so fucking dark. And just, if you look at the internet, you ain't going to be like, scroll, scroll, scroll. Oh, damn. Like, I want my control of my emotions back.
Okay.
I don't want to be able to tell, like, because from a scroll, this is all endorphins. You know what I mean? With it. Mm-hmm. You're getting all these things. So imagine somebody looking up nothing but negative content, or look up something to hate, or somebody hating something.
Yeah.
Except loving themselves.
Yeah.
And
come on, motivational.
Come on, man. That's where I want to be. I am gonna take a motivational speech class.
Okay.
So I could be a motivational speaker, because I got some shit to say.
Okay.
You know, my advice to people is, you know, don't be hanging around people who be trying to gatekeep with no key.
Right here. Tell people where they can find you.
Okay. The fake Tyree. T-Y. R-H-E-E is how you spell Tyree. T-Y-R-H, the H is silent. I don't know why. Daddy issues. E-E, the fake Tyree. Follow your boy. Follow the movement.
Amen.
We good.
Hey, hey, Tyree. Hey, hey, hey. Thank you so much.
No problem. I love you so much, and I'm so proud of you for doing your thing.
Thank you so much. I love you more.
You do your thing so well.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Boom, I'll receive it. Boom, pow. Hey, we good.
Out of here.
Tell everybody where they can find you here. What's up? It's Taquita Love, and you have been watching Love Notes with my boy. He do everything. Comedian, writer, actor, influencer, rapper, poet. What else?
The it's fake coming. Tyree.
At
the fake Tyree.
Tyree Spivey.
Tyree. Well, you know, that's my name is Tyree Spivey. The fake Tyree.
Okay. And you see how this episode went, right?
Yes.
We just can't stop talking. Y'all make sure you tune in.
All right. Bye for now.
Hey. Night. But it's crazy. Every people night. Always want hookups. My mama called me at work today and was like, you think you could bring home a couple cases of flu shots for your sister baby shower? We just gonna set a table up and you could just do your thing. You want me to administer flu shots at the baby shower? Well, you could put them in the gift bags if you don't want to get a shot. So I was like, what?